So anyways, with this property, we have to look for other things other than just the conditions, right? Well, we didn't even see the property, but we were buying taxi. We had to find out what kind of liens the property had, debts, code enforcement liens, etc., etc., the record of the owner and things like that. So I remember this property, one of the things I had was a lien, a private lien from a bank, a mortgage, and then another lien from the association. And I don't remember it had any governmental liens, but I do remember this specific too. So with tax fees in Florida, all private liens will be eliminated. Any other liens that are from the government, they will stay. So private liens, including the association, yes, they're supposed to be eliminated with the tax fees. And sometimes they just want to refuse to it. And that's the case that happened with this property. The government lien got eliminated through a quiet title suit that we did. It's a process that you do whenever you want to clean the title and make it marketable whenever you buy a property from the tax deed auction. So with the association, before all that, basically had to fight with them, and I have to be very smart and not agree to them, not agree with them to making the payment, because they, of course, the first thing that they're gonna say to you whenever you go there and say, yeah, I'm the owner, I'm the new owner, they're gonna be like, oh, when do you buy it? We didn't know. And then you say, oh, I bought it at the tax deed auction. And then they're gonna be like, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but there is a big, big, big debt that now you are responsible for. And that's just not how it works. They always will say that, but that's not how it works. And that's exactly what happened here. So I remember them telling me that, and then I'm like, no, I know that I have just learned that the tax deed, when the tax deed sale eliminates the private liens and eliminates the association. So I went back and I emailed the professor that I had for that class, and then I searched on the Florida status, and then I was like, well, he's correct. I think I'm right. The association lien has to be eliminated. So I sent an email to them, and I found out who the attorney was, the guy that was supposed to give me a stop letter. And then I sent an email to the attorney and to the association, and I sent on the email that the debt was supposed to be eliminated because of the Florida status, blah 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 blah. And then the attorney replied back to me with the stop letter days after, and saying there was no balance. And then I remember there was also a collection agency involved that contacted me way after that. And I forwarded that information to them, and then they ended up sending me the receipt or the confirmation that there was no balance. So, you know, that was a big relief for me, because I was like, wow, okay, it works. I was right. So that was a big challenge, actually, because, you know, I was pretty much exposed for it for the first time, and it worked out. Then we did have other challenges, like the property couldn't be rented for a year, so things like that. And then also we had to do so anyways, it ended up working out, and we put it for sale. I remember we ended up just, you know, making a quick sale to a new owner that wanted to hold it and then rent it in the future, because it was a really good price. So we ended up selling it for $50,000. So it was a quick profit, you know, short profit in a short period of time. And, you know, it worked out very well. So it wasn't bad for the first deal, even though we hadn't seen the property and it was the first time that we were, or at least me, I was buying a property from a tax deed auction. So that's it for today. Just, you know, to leave a thought there, remember, if you're going to buy at the tax deed auction in Florida, the association's liens will be eliminated. Have a great day, guys.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.